Burrow's furniture is built for the way you live. From ensuring easy assembly and disassembly to honoring highly requested new colors for their award-winning seating, they always have their customers in mind. Their modular seating is made out of durable materials to last and grow with you. And with Burrow, you always get fast, free shipping. Get up to 60% off during Burrow's Memorial Day sale at burrow.com/ACAST. That's burrow.com/ACAST. burrow.com/ACAST.
Oh, here she's here.
Here we are.
There we go. Here we go. Clap along.
We're back. I'm clicking.
We're back.
Fingers.
Episode. Oh, no. Your little arthritic-y fingers. Get them clicking, Judith.
Cheeky sod.
Get them clicking. Episode 108, Judith. Episode 108.
Here we are.
Well done, us. We had a week off. I can't remember how we do this. We've had a little bit of an Easter holiday. Tell me what you've been up to, Judith.
Oh, I had a miserable Easter. Fucking miserable Easter. I'm sorry, I can't say it any other way. I can't dress it up for you. It was one of the worst Easters ever.
But you had the family over. Was it one of those ones where you go, Jesus, I wish I'd done this on Zoom? Because well, having them in real life.
Yeah, I know. Well, because they're very, very sensitive about COVID. I mean, much more than we are, obviously, now.
Well, they're not jabbed, youngsters.
Well, they're not jabbed. Of course they're not. No, you're lucky. Old Phoebe's jabbed.
So, only single jabbed. I mean, Jeff's double jabbed now.
I know.
Double Pfizer'd as well. I mean, you'll soon be double Pfizer'd.
Hope so.
So, but go on, the girls, were they really keeping their distance and they wouldn't go anywhere near you?
No, but worse than that, because they came round for breakfast for reasons that are too complicated to go into.
Yeah.
So they came round for breakfast and, you know, it was a miserable morning, sort of drizzling.
Sorry to laugh, but it's very funny indeed.
What is?
Very funny indeed that sort of, you know, the weather's shit and the girls have been difficult. I'm loving it so far.
It was a struggle.
Have you done a big breakfast or is it just, what is
of
it?
Of course
what
I've done it.
What's your spread?
You better than that.
I need the picture painting, Judith.
Do you really?
Okay. Have you taken a table into the garden? Have you got
I've got tablecloth. I've got Easter napkins. I've got all of
Tell me. Yes, what do you mean? What is an Easter napkin?
Because, you know.
What is an Easter napkin?
Little chicks. I got some little chicks and some nice little Easter napkins. Of course I had.
They're only paper ones, aren't they?
Of course they are. I had embroidered them. Okay. You know me better than that. And I bought some.
Slapdash.
Yes, okay. And I bought some of those, what are they called, Lindor bunnies with little bells round, so they all had one of those each. Thought, well, we can't have the usual Easter egg hunt because Mike's not well enough, etc. But we opened the kitchen doors. I had to bring everything in, and they all had to sit at the end. You know, some people were kind of, we were at the other end of the kitchen. And
Judith,
and
then, were you doing a lot of running in and out?
Lots of running in and out and being annoyed with the weather. Because the thing is, we hadn't... last year, I think the weather was fabulous, wasn't it? Kind of hadn't really factored shit weather.
You see, you did Easter Friday. I timed my family Easter meet-up slightly better because we did the Sunday.
Was it better on the Sunday?
That was the good weather day over the Easter holidays. Yes, we had sunshine. We sort of threw open the garden and we had, you know, because the bifolding doors. So it was nice. We had the family
good.
Over.
Oh, yes, I saw a photo of the young people. Looking gorgeous.
Well, they're all right. You know, they scrub up a bit. But we had a walk in the Nunhead Cemetery first and then back to mine for lunch. And then they went just before they started to get on my nerves. But, you just think, oh, this is quite a lot of effort, isn't it?
Being involved with real people. Yeah. Oh, yeah, yeah.
Rather than online.
Oh, absolutely. It goes on longer, doesn't it? I mean, the thing is... I'm terrible. My attention span is really bad on Zoom. But now, of course, in person, you can't really say, can you? Well, you know, I better go because I've got to put the oven on. Or, oh, look, it's running out. The Zoom's running out. Oh,
yeah,
drats.
Yeah, or is that a good excuse? Yes, my connection seems to be acting up a bit. I better go.
So, yes, the weather was shit. And then we had to go in and out of hospital for Mike. With every day we were in twice, you know, into Oxford. And I tell you what, hospitals, when it's a bank holiday, it's like Christmas Day. just useless. All the kind of usual places closed, nobody to ask where anything is, all the cafes shut. Oh, God.
Which
God.
Is the most important thing, all the cafes are shut.
All the cafes were shut. Fuck all to do. Because obviously he goes into all the appointments. I mean, so literally sitting in the car watching all these people coming in and out of hospital. And
it's been hard for you, Judith. You've had quite a hard time. Do you know what? I'm going to say something about what I predicted a year ago, though, Judith, almost to the date. I did a tweet on the 9th of April, 2020.
Yeah.
When I said, that is last year, I said, OK, what's the betting that once this is all over and the day comes when we can all leave the house and roam free, it'll be utterly pissing it down and some of us will say, fuck this, I'm not going out in this weather. And what happened a year from that date? It snowed, Judith. It snowed. Ugh. It snowed at your house. Only in the UK could that happen.
Absolutely. Apocryphal words, those were of yours then, weren't they?
Yeah, I know. I just thought, well, you know, I don't need to bother with the stand-up this autumn. I'm just going to go out as a fortune teller. I'm going to get a little tent and just pitch up on the side of the road.
I think that's a job that has our names on. Because
we are part witch. Well, we're 90% witch.
Absolutely. We're nosy. We're a good judge of character. I reckon I could pull that off, you know. I seriously do.
Well, the thing is, Judith, you live in one of those places that has a sort of village fete kind of thing, you know, with all the produce and flower and produce show. I think that now you're on the committee, because you've already hinted to me that you've taken on a new role in your life. When really, to be quite honest with you, if you'd phoned me up for some advice and said, Jenny, do you think I should take on a role on the village committee? I'd have said, no, Judith, you've got enough on your plate. You're looking after your husband and you've got various other commitments.
What
have you done?
Well, because, you know, you get to that point in the meeting where you're sort of...
I'll back up.
This is all about me wanting to be popular in the village, right? Popular in the village and, more importantly...
But you've already got friends. Why do you need any more? You only need three friends in your life, Judith. That's all you need.
I've got more than that. No, I disagree. I've got more friends. I've got many, many, many more friends than that. But listen, more importantly, the people that are on the Village Hall Committee... They're all in the posh book club. There's one really posh book club in the village. What I want to get into.
Why would you want to?
Oh, it's the in crowd. It's the, you know, what's
it like at
school? I can't
believe they haven't invited you.
No, they have not. And I bloody hell, I've more or less asked. I mean, more than hints. No, it's a bit like at school. You must have been like this. Wasn't there a set of people that you wanted to be part of?
No, because I was really that set of people. And
you
was only
mix.
Me in the
you
set.
You mix, you were not.
I didn't get that. Yeah, there were always much cooler girls and much prettier girls and girls with better legs and all that sort of thing. But I've never wanted to... I don't have that kind of need to be in with the in crowd that much. No, I don't.
Yes, interesting, isn't it? You see, it's probably a personality.
Because I'm really antisocial
mine,
as well, Judith.
Well,
as well, you know, and also, I don't think I can do the rules of a book club, and I don't.
Oh
think
no, you'd be a nightmare. You'd be an absolute nightmare.
Because I think I'd know more as well. Because
well,
I've written quite
write
a few
books. Yeah. So you'd be awful. You'd be dreadful in a book club. But yes, that's why I joined. So when we came,
have
to that
they invited
meeting,
you yet, Judith? Have you? No,
they have
your...
not invited me. Jesus, they have not bloody invited me. Worse than that, Jenny. Worse than that. There's usually, normally, insofar as there's anything normal, a kind of monthly village market you see in the village hall, run by the village hall committee, right? Yeah. So we're talking sponge
cakes. Is this bric-a-brac, Judith? Because I'm with
bric-a-brac.
You on this.
Yes, yes.
Oh, yes. Now I'm quite excited. Yes. Well, I know why you've done it. You want first dibs on the bric-a-brac. You want to be accepting the bags of bric-a-brac and just going through them. I'm just going through. I'm helping myself
to
any cashmere I can find.
My mother used to do that. She used to run a charity shop for a while. She was always coming home with bags of stuff.
I bet.
Yeah, of course she was. No, so there's a village market, you know, little garden store, bric-a-brac, somebody brings their knitting, all of that stuff. But there's a cafe,
yeah,
where there's, you know, homemade soup and sponge cakes and everything. And I tell you what I've noticed is I've never put on the... I'm always the one frying the bacon at the back. I'm never the one...
At
you
the
know,
front with
the
smiling
front of
face
house.
And a fresh pinny.
Yes, exactly. Very rarely, very rarely. Mind you, I think I'm a bit too generous with the sponge cake. Do you know what I mean? It's too big a slice. So I agreed. I offered to be the secretary. And because I thought that was the easiest thing, really. But the trouble is that I keep getting all these kind of, you know, really dreary emails from Oxfordshire Village Hall committee things that I'm supposed to digest and sort of send round. But worse than that, there's the annual kind of accounts, and then there's all this traffic at the moment on the emails about gravel and paving.
Judith, I'm employing it. Snore law. Snore law's coming. I didn't think I'd have to use it this quickly after our break, but no, it was just the use of the word gravel.
I know. Gravel and do you know what I've realised about myself, and it's terrible, is that I sort of follow the last person who said something. So basically, you know, the chairman says, you know, because we've had this quote from the paving people and then we could do the gravel and da, 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 da. But I think we should do A. So I sort of chip in and say, yeah, I think A's a good idea. And then somebody else would say, oh, well, you know, the trouble with A is that you haven't thought about this. And actually, I think B might be a better idea. Oh, yeah, B's better.
Yeah, well, both of us are very easily led.
Easily led. And, I don't think I used to be like that.
Well, I've got a brilliant idea how you're going to get out of this.
Oh, go on. I am all ears.
You actually have to get sacked, Judith. You're not going to get rid of this job unless you get sacked. So the simplest thing to do is just be found with your hand in the till. That's what you have to do. Just stick your hand right in that till.
Yeah.
Clutch a big bunch of fivers or whatever.
Do you reckon?
And then you're out. So you see, there you go. It's a ridiculous idea in the first place. Do you know what I'm going to say to you, Judith? I'm going to say, form your own book club.
Well, I have done that, but it's quite difficult, really, because all the people
because nobody wanted to join.
Well, all the people that I wanted to join didn't want to join.
It's that is hilarious.
Sad. I'm just unpopular, aren't I?
No, you're not. You're the most popular person I know.
Aww.
And you make a proper effort as well. And you really try and you make friends and you're friendly and you make the effort and you give people time.
Aww,
and I genuinely admire that because I just can't be asked. Anyway.
So what have you been up to since this? So have you done anything that sort of, lockdown easing-esque? Have you done anything?
I can't say, Judith, that the easing of lockdown has made a huge difference to my life.
No, I don't think
I didn't run straight to the pub. I mean, I'm not a pub girl anyway, because they never serve a decent white wine. I'm quite fussy about what I drink. Mm. And I'd rather sit at home watching something decent on the telly with a really good glass of something than sit outside in some shitty pub garden with a ghastly glass of, you know, Sauvignon Blanc, which tastes like cat's piss. And, I know if it held absolutely no attraction to me whatsoever. So I've had people in the garden freezing and choking by the fire pit. And I mean, it's just the weather really is not that conducive to the outdoor life, is it? It's not like we're living in Spain, is it? Everyone's going to be ill. I mean, we might not get COVID. But we're just going to get other sort of cold weather related conditions. There's going to be a lot of UTIs and amongst the older men. That's all I'm going to say about that. Of course, the most exciting thing that's happened to me over our break is I got a new car, Judith.
I know.
Very, very exciting indeed.
Have you actually got it?
Yeah, I've got it. I've been I've been out in it this morning. I took our Phoebe some flowers round. It's like a proper car. I've just not had. And it's given me this incredible sense of freedom because I've just not had a car that I can trust to get from A to B for so many years. I mean, I was terribly sad to see the old Mercedes go. And I gave it to a stranger. I gave it to a complete and utter stranger on the street. Which some people might feel is peculiar, but I don't because I wanted it to go to a good home rather than the scrapyard. And it had a date with the scrapyard and that upset me. And anyway, I got chatting to this bloke and he got upset about the fact that my car was going to be scrapped. And as we chatted, his eyes were filling with tears. They were brimming.
Oh, how and, lovely!
I said, I know, it's an awful thing, isn't it? Because, you know, it's got butler belts and all this and et cetera, et cetera. And he said, oh, I can't bear it. I said, do you want it? And he went, what? I said, do you want it? Do you want the car? He went, oh, yeah, I'll have it. And so anyway, I gave him this car. And then
did he have to have it towed away? How did he get it?
Yeah, it had to be towed away and all that sort of thing. But anyway, it's going to be done up. And I think the idea is that it might get shipped abroad. Yeah.
Oh, really? Yeah.
So it's going to have another life, which is just great. Shall I tell you what I've got?
Yeah, go on.
I've got a Mini Cooper Clubman in dark silver with a black roof. Oh, I'm very proud of her. I'm very proud of her, Judith. Honestly, I mean, you might think Poppy's clever, but oh, my car. Oh, my
car. Has it got gadgets?
It's got so many gadgets and things. Oh. I haven't worked my way around it. I mean, Jeff's looked at everything up online, and he keeps saying things like, you know, your car's got a special little compartment that you won't be able to find at first, but you know, it's hidden away at the back, and it's got this like 3/4 door at the back, because the Clubmans, right, traditionally they have those barn doors, the two doors at the back so you can open, and I whenever I open the back of it, I think, oh, a pig would just fit in there.
Well, but surely it's not that big, is it? It's a mini.
Well, yes, it's a mini, but the seats go down in the back. It's a mini Clubman.
Do they go all flat, all the way flat
down?
Yeah,
flat, yes, all the way, and then into the boot.
Blimey,
yes.
Blimey.
So, I'm sorry, there's no room for you as well. Oh. Just me curled up. Or cosy. Oh. And it's got so many secret compartments. I can have a bottle of Chardonnay in one compartment and a bag of crisp in the other. It's going to be fucking great in my car, I tell you.
I tell you what I like about minis is those lovely big sort of dials. Have you got a nice
it's huge, Judith.
I think it's very stylish, that.
I've got no excuse not to know what speed I'm going on.
You have to.
I mean, they're massive. It's really, it's fun. It's a fun car, I guess, in that car. And I took it to get some petrol today. And as I got out, I thought, I wonder if people look at me and think, oh, she suits her car. I wonder whether people are noticing and thinking, oh, look at that funky 60 something woman in her funky car. I hope so.
I don't think so, Jenny, but no, let's go with it. Will we want a picture, please? Now, I've got some news, Jenny. I've got some news.
Okay, is it as exciting as my new car?
Oh, it's much more exciting, I believe.
Bloody hell.
Okay, no, listen. Yeah, sorry. Now, a letter has arrived, Jenny, which I have been anticipating for years. I've been anticipating this letter, and it's arrived, and I opened it, and it's there in black and white.
Is it a gold Blue Peter badge?
Oh, but no, it's not. But you know what? That might even be as good.
Okay, so it's on a par with a gold Blue Peter.
It's on a par. It's on a par. It's I'm so pleased with it that every time, I haven't put it away, it's on my desk, every time I pass it, I have to have a little read of it.
Okay, what does it say? I can't guess, so you'll have to tell me. What does it say?
It's my pension. It's my state pension. Finally getting my state pension. I am so excited.
So I thought you had to wait till 67.
No, 66. 66.
I'm going to be waiting another year.
Yes, I fear you might be.
Oh, well, she says that with so much smugness in her voice. Oh, I fear. Oh, I'm so sorry. Oh, whoops a daisy. I'm going to be getting my pension for quite a lot longer. Before you. Anyway, so this means, what does it actually mean? How much do you get?
Well, it's kind of a bit more than I thought it was going to be.
Oh, Judith.
Yeah.
Oh, you'll be buying shoes.
£803 a month, I think.
That's not bad, is it?
Well, it's all right, isn't it? I mean, it's better than a poke in the eye.
For sitting on your arse.
Well, just with a ride.
Is this a state pension or is this linked to work that you did in the past?
State. No, it's just a state pension.
So this is what I can look forward to.
Well, yes, it is, indeed.
I mean, are you going to use it for spending money? Is it like your pocket money? Have you already chipped into it? Did you buy yourself a treat as soon as the pension arrived? That's what I'm basically asking.
God, you know me so bloody well.
What treat?
Really?
The pension pot arrives.
Yeah.
And you know that really it's for bills and it's for food and it's to keep you going. It's for fuel and it's for lighting. But there's a bit of us that thinks, no, it's me.
We've been existing, haven't we, up till now, I suppose. Listen, we must not talk ourselves out of our right to a state pension. But actually, yes, I mean, the truth is that I've existed without it, haven't I? So
yes.
Actually, it's a lovely sort of...
bonus, it's a bonus.
Well, yeah, it is a little bit.
So what
did
you buy, Judith? What was your first purchase?
I bought some shoes that I've had my eye on.
Oh, Jesus, okay, right now.
Okay, brace
yourself. We know that we're on thin ice when we're buying shoes, Judith.
We are.
Because there have been a couple of times when you've ignored advice and you've just, you've ridden roughshod over sort of taste and decency, and there have been a couple of mistakes.
Well, but I think this might be borderline. I think there might be borderline, but you know
Describe what? I do not care.
I don't care, Jenny, whether you tell me to burn them or whether there's a poll from the gang. Yeah. I fucking don't care. I'm keeping them.
Good,
there is an element. There's an element of sort of easy living about them, which might not be great. But listen, I saw Prue Leith. And she's my new role model, fashion role model.
She's 89.
Yeah, I know, isn't that? Is she really? Yeah,
but she's extraordinarily old.
But she's very stylish.
And she is. She's well dressed.
Yeah, but she was on one of those tribute shows, you know, to Prince Philip that went.
Oh. I mean, I'm sorry, but, and we're sorry for the Queen, but bloody hell.
Oh,
I mean, went on a bit, didn't it? It was like some kind of. It was like they were all competing who can go on the most about it. It was odd.
Well, there was a particularly dreary... I mean, I love Giles Brandreth, and I know you know him, and he's great, he's fabulous. But so he was on with Prue Leith, who'd obviously met him and been on some committee with him, and Giles Brandreth knew. Yeah, they were eking it out. So I found myself looking at her outfits, and I
so
found myself...
So you weren't listening
myself,
to the tributes about Prince Philip. You were looking at Prue's feet. You were thinking, what's she wearing?
And she got these lovely sort of trainers, chunky trainers,
okay,
that were patent with white laces. Sort of, I think, blue patent with kind of white laces. So I'd rather like this, and I remembered the ones I'd seen in the window. Now the thing is, they've got laces, but they've also got a side zip, so actually you don't have to keep doing your laces up,
you don't have to panic. And if you get in a knot,
yeah,
sometimes, yeah, you know, if your trainers get in a knot and you think, I can't get these fuckers off, I'm gonna have to cut myself
exactly.
So just a side zip. Okay, yeah. I'm worried about the patent.
I'm not gonna say that right now. They're not painted. I couldn't find them exactly the same.
I'm relieved, Judith. I am. Yeah, so yeah, they're just a fabric. And what colour?
Well, they're kind of they're goldy sort of fabric. A goldy sort of fabric.
I thought you'd bought some other gold shoes just a couple of weeks ago.
No, I didn't. I sent them back. They were. I know wasn't happy with them. So these are my gold. I'm very, very pleased with them indeed, and they're not going back. So I will send a photograph of them if you're interested.
Okay, but we're not going to poll it. Anywhere. We won't put it up for debate. It's because it's just not up for debate, is it? You're going to wear these.
It certainly is not. So yes, that was my pension treat.
Okay, what's next week's pension treat going to be? You're going to have a little pension treat every week.
This is awful because it sounds like I don't. I mean, this is awful, isn't it? But yeah, probably.
Burrow is a furniture company known for timeless design and thoughtful construction, and free shipping, and that extends to their outdoor collection. Their outdoor furniture is built to withstand the elements, featuring rust-proof stainless steel hardware, weather-ready teak, and quick-dry foam cushions. For Memorial Day, get 15% off your Burrow purchase at burrow.com/acast, and up to 25% off outdoor. That's up to 25% off outdoor furniture at burrow.com/acast.
Since 2013, Bombas has donated over 100 million socks, underwear, and T-shirts to those facing homelessness. If we counted those on air, this ad would last over 1,157 days. But if we counted the time it takes to make a donation possible, it would take just a few clicks. Because every time you make a purchase, Bombas donates an item to someone who needs it.
Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/ACAST, code ACAST.
I genuinely think that with the way things are going with the country's economy, I don't think I'll get my pension until I'm 70.
Well,
but,
this is why I am so pleased, because I was beginning to think, oh, it's not going to happen, it's not going to happen. Because actually, you know, I have been waiting for it for absolutely ages.
I think that for a lot of women, particularly your age, which is 5 years older than me, felt very cheated because you'd been led to believe
that... Well, it was sudden.
That,
it was very, very sudden and a very steep sort of curve. Do you know what I mean? So, so anyway, yes.
I've got my head around it. I'm just going to have to work until it comes and then, you know. I'm glad Poppy's back. I'm glad Poppy's back because she's been
Poppy's
with Sienna
back.
While you were looking after Mike sort of full on.
Yes, Poppy's back. But do you know, Jenny, I think she's come back. And she's sort of turning into a teenager. Yeah. Do you know what I mean? She went away, that sweet little, you know...
She went away with a bow in her hair. She went away with plaits.
she's
come
did,
back with a perm.
Right. That's, she's come back. She's come back. Trouble. That's what's happened. She's come back. Fucking trouble. Yeah, she's drawing all over her exercise books. You know what I mean? If she could, she'd go and get herself a tattoo. And a couple of times, she's made a run for it up towards Pebbles' house. She has.
She just wants to hang out with Pebbles.
She wants to hang out with Pebbles. I know, and Pebbles is just such a bad influence, I can't tell you. So, yeah, she's been troubled, frankly.
Last time we chatted about Poppy, and you told me, but you were rather vague about what it was. You said that she had a pizzle. And I've since found out, actually, Daisy texted me to tell me what a pizzle actually was.
Oh, did she?
And
did she?
Yeah, they are, in fact, air-dried bull's penis chew things for dogs. Judith, you know, you've got these things in your house.
Oh, they are revolting. There's a cupboard full of them. There's pig snouts as well. She likes pig snouts. If you can imagine a pig, you know, like if you were to draw the front of a pig, its nose, its little thing.
A cartoon.
Yeah, exactly, like that. They come in bags. She likes those at the moment.
God, that must be a cupboard. Hole. I hope that this cupboard mustn't have anything else in. Is it just the dog snack cupboard? Please tell me.
It is, actually.
It must stink, that cupboard.
It does. And talking of stinking, at the moment, as we speak, I've got in my, what do you call those, gilets. I've got a padded, you'd hate what I've got on today. I've got a gilet.
Tell me what I want, a picture. Paint me a picture. Start with your shoes. How bad are the shoes?
The shoes aren't bad. The shoes are a sort of suede blue boot thing. I've made an effort today. I've got a pair of tights on, opaque tights. I've got a polka dot dress that I got from Marks, which
you'd
hate.
Why are you so dressed up?
I don't know. I just thought I've been in the same old stuff all day. And then I ruined it by putting my gilet on the top, which and inside the pocket, and this says it all about my life with a dog at the moment, is a empty dog.
As long as it's empty.
Yeah. And then I got a load of treats, you know, in case she starts running off. And they stink. They absolutely stink. They've got some new ones. They're like sort of salmon treats.
God, no.
They're really horrible.
But
so
at least
I probably
your poo
stink.
Bags are empty. I once borrowed an anorak of my sister's, put my hand in the anorak pocket, and there was a poo bag with a poo in it.
Oh, God. Yeah. What, been hanging around for a while?
Yeah.
I can see how it happens.
Because, you know, my sister's quite mean. She'd think, right, I've got this poo bag. I'm going to fill it before I put it in the bin. It's got to be brimming. It's got to be absolutely bulging with shit. I'm not just having one poo per bag. I'm going to get at least eight in here. Anyway, there we go.
Aren't they?
Are we ready for Culture Corner?
Yes, now. Okay. Oh, it's been a tricky old time for the old culture. It's been lean picket.
So. I think there's a lot on at the moment. Did you see All That Glitters last night?
I did, and I was very disappointed.
I didn't want to slag it off, so I'll let you.
I just think, why did they choose that presenter? I mean, I don't think she looks happy doing it. No, she doesn't look happy. She looks really uncomfortable.
She looked dead-eyed. And I just thought, has something happened in her personal life that this is actually just a job that she has to do because she's contracted and something else is going on and she's very distracted and maybe this will all warm up? But I find there was no chemistry between Catherine and the judges. And the judges are doer.
Yeah, absolutely.
And just without any kindness or sweetness or fun about it. And you just sort of think, no, we've got a template for this kind of thing. And it's really, really important that there is charisma in the room.
Absolutely.
And we have it. It's displayed all the time with things like Pottery Throwdown and Sewing Bee, which is that combination of enormous skill and knowledge, but imparted with a really light touch, like Patrick Grant does on Sewing Bee, and then, you know, the crying man on the pottery thing. It's just empathy.
Yeah.
And we're not getting that.
No. Well, just nothing. There is nothing. So it is.
I'm not even particularly interested in the jewellery. Because I think it's all a bit traditional. I thought that they'd be sort of chucked a load of cable ties and sort of rubbish yeah. from a skip and sort yeah. of, I don't know.
Yeah, they all looked a bit the same. And it was really disappointing. I wanted to like it so much. And I was really excited that there was another one of those shows starting. But no, they've really, I'm afraid, they've really got it wrong. And as you say, it's quite hard to get it wrong, isn't it? Because actually the template is so there and so...
I'm going to give it the benefit of the doubt. I'm going to retune next week and just see if they've all warmed up a bit. Oh, because no. I think the contestants have got personalities and, you know, they need to come out as well because it's disappointing for them because they need to be seen in a nice light. And they're...
Yeah. No, they just weren't given any opportunity at all. There was it was really flat, really really flat, very very disappointing. So,
shall I tell you what we're loving on the television, which you might find quite strange?
What?
And it's called The Terror. Have you seen it?
I've seen the trailers. I think is this about a ship?
Yeah, it's based on a true story, Judith. There were two ships called the Erebus and the Terror. And this is the 18th century exploring ships that went missing in the Arctic, right? Mm. Now, I'm never sure whether it's the Antarctic or the Arctic.
No.
Just don't quote me on this. I'm a middle-aged woman. I'm allowed to get those two things completely the wrong way around.
Is it the one at the top?
It's one at the top, one at the bottom. Right, one's got penguins in, the other one hasn't. I'm not sure. Okay, but this is the top, the half, the bit that's got the Inuit in. Because it's 18th century, they're still calling them Eskimos. And it's these two ships, and they're trying to find a passage through the Arctic. Antarctic, uh-huh. don't know which uh-huh. one or the other. And they go missing, and everybody on board both ships dies.
Oh,
and
God.
Nobody ever, it's a bit like the Marie Celeste and all those kind of stories, nobody ever got to the bottom of what happened to these men. Obviously, there was some cannibalism and they got so iced in, they couldn't move and this sort of thing. And with this series, they've given it a sort of, it's part hyper-realistic, but with a supernatural twist, which there's a monster out there, basically. But there's
monster?
Also... Yes, there's a monster. It sounds ridiculous, but it's so well done. And I think Mike would like it. And I think at the moment he needs treats. So this is one that you might have to just sit on your thumb and just, you know, allow Mike to enjoy it. Because I tell you, Jeff is entranced.
Really?
Yeah. And no, I cannot tell you how beautiful it is. And, you know, I've got quite a thing for ice and snow. Mm. So this is really kind of... ticking that box because it's fucking all ice, I tell you. So give that a chance. What else have you been watching?
I will. We've watched quite a few things recently that have started really well and then they sort of turn to mush.
Well, it's life, Judith. It's life, really. It's art imitating life, really. Starts well, turns to shit.
So notably, The Flight Attendant, which I don't know whether you know what happens in The Flight Attendant, do you? Do you know what happens?
Well, I've heard that it's really good at the beginning.
Yeah, it is. Well, that's exactly right. And I'll be interested to know what you would do in this woman's shoes. So it starts, this woman, flight attendant, obviously, quite a sort of promiscuous flight attendant, fancies somebody on the plane, shags him in the plane toilet, goes to his hotel that night, lovely evening, amazing hotel room, etc., in Bangkok, obviously gets completely pissed, wakes up, goes to the window, turns round, and he's been sort of murdered in their bed, covered in blood.
Right, it's high concept. It's a high concept start. What are you going to do then? As a writer, I'm going, well, it's a brilliant start. I don't know what the fuck I'm going to do now.
Well, that's exactly what happened. That is exactly... Because it is, I mean, that dilemma. You see, I don't know what you would do, but she decides not to say anything because of the Thai police and to get on the flight home and just sort of deal with it later. But, of course, it all catches up with
her. Oh, she's a silly girl because she'll have left some evidence in the bathroom.
And she tries to clear it up and everything first. But actually, but you know what I think I would have done? So I think I would have got on the plane, wouldn't have told the Thai police, because, you know, we've all seen
And then as soon as you got back to Blighty, you'd have gone straight to Scotland Yard.
I would, yes, and told them.
I think that I might go to the British consulate. What about that? Do you think that would be...
Yeah. No, I'd get out of Thailand.
This through.
I I think I would have. No, I think I'd have got out of Thailand. I mean, it is an interesting dilemma. I think particularly because she's a flight attendant, and so that it was easy just to get, you know, straight on the kind of bus and get to the airport and then deal with it later. But of course, what happens is that by the time
and she's booked on a flight because she's going home.
Yeah,
she's
exactly.
Working.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, it's really tempting. Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, do you know what I mean? It is clever.
It sounds rather brilliant, actually.
Well, the first episode is absolutely, yeah, because it does. It throws up all those questions. You just think, oh, shit, what would I do next? Oh, God, I don't know.
I think, Judith, as 61-year-old and 65-year-old women, we are very unlikely to find ourselves in a situation where we're in a Bangkok hotel having shagged a passenger senseless, only to wake up to find him bled to death all over the satin sheets. I don't think it's going to happen to us. It's not something that I'm going to give a lot of thought to.
No, but you might be right. You might be right. But it's it's a great start, but then fizzles out hopelessly.
But listen, before we go off telly and what's on the box, I want to recommend our Phoebe's Harm, which is now available on the BBC iPlayer. And she's written it, Phoebe, and that's my daughter, Phoebe Claire Powell, and the actress Leanne Best, who weirdly is the niece of the ex-Beatle Pete Best, she's phenomenal in it, and it's really beautifully shot, and it's not an easy watch. I mean, Phoebe doesn't do cute. But it is brilliant, and I'm really very proud of her.
Oh,
I really
am so proud of her too. That is a brilliant, brilliant achievement. Did she direct it as well? Was she involved in the making?
No, because it's proper. It's like a film. I mean, it's because it was a theatre piece, and in fact, the young theatre director, he started directing it for the Bush Theatre in London, and then the pandemic came along. And it was this offer came really out of the blue from the BBC saying they'd film it. And they only had 3 weeks to turn it from a stage play into something a lot more filmic. But because of COVID restrictions, you know, there was only one location and what they managed to pull off in extraordinary circumstances is quite something. It looks beautiful and she is stunning in it. And it's a really nice job. So well done, everybody involved with Harm.
And it's called Harm.
Yes, Harm.
Right.
Yes.
Okay.
Not like, because we had Tristram's parents over for, you know, freezing outside by the fire pit for a cup of tea last weekend. And his mum said, it's called Calm, is it? And I thought, no, Lev, it's not called Calm at all. There's nothing calm about it. But there we go. Anyway,
brilliant.
Books, Judith. Books.
First on books, because you're much better at books than me.
I have finished Girl A, which is a page turner. And I'm going to be very interested to see what Abigail Dean writes next. I think that it's a great debut, and I think she'll go on to do even better. We've got a new Poirot on the go, and my book for me, and not Jeff, is the new Erin Kelly. I've read a lot of Erin Kelly, and this one is set in the world of ballet. Mm. Coincidentally, Judith, and I don't know whether you see these regularly, but Jeff and I went to the Serpentine last weekend. Ooh, that was lovely. And we saw a black swan.
Wow.
Yes, on the Serpentine. Have you ever seen one?
I'm not sure that I have, actually.
They're really
dramatic. Rare, are they?
They're sort of, you go, oh, white swan, yeah, seen a load of, oh, fuck me, what's this thing?
Mm.
And it's really, really black, and it's got a bright orange beak.
Wow.
The contrast is really quite something.
Wow.
And I thought, oh, that's very apt, because this book starts in rehearsals for Swan Lake. Mm. So there you go, yes. Mm. And yes, I'm enjoying that. And
good.
You are reading what?
I've just started a new book club, obviously not the posh book club in the village, which is not my choice, but it's called Light Perpetual by Frances Spufford.
Yeah.
And it's about, it starts with a sort of bomb going off in the Second World War in New Cross Road. And then it sort of follows so instead of the people dying in the bomb, it kind of, you know...
It's what would have happened if they had lived.
But it is quite sort of...
So he's playing God with these four dead people.
Yes,
and sort of resurrecting them. So it was a bomb that... Is it based on some... On truth, is it?
Yes, it is.
A
bomb
in Woolworths, New Cross Road, and
this
very tragic thing that they had some new pans in, and all the mums went running to Woolworths to get a new pan because they'd given their pans to the war.
Oh, I didn't realise that. I didn't realise that.
I have got it on my Audible, and mm-hmm. I found the beginning quite difficult. I found it overwritten.
Yeah, it is because very, very
it's
wordy.
Very detailed account of the physics of how a bomb works.
Yes, he does get sort of very bogged down in quite.
Did
a lot
you skip
of the
that
writing.
And then?
No, it almost was like a piece of Shakespeare, I actually thought, because as you say, it was a very sort of metaphysical almost kind of piece of writing about time and, you know, that sort of breakdown of time and what happens and what might not have happened, etc. And the physics of that blast. It was almost like a Shakespeare, you know, a big Shakespearean sort of scene setter or something. And now we're into some of the characters which feel a bit more manageable. So we'll have to see how it goes. But I'm not sure at the moment. But yes, I'm listening to
good
that.
Good luck with that, Judith. Good luck.
Thank you.
Okay, so it's email time, and you've had a lot of good wishes for Mike. Judith.
Oh,
does
it's
that,
been
is that
so
nice?
Lovely. It's lovely, and I've read out loads to him. It really, really, what a lovely gang. What a lovely gang we have, and thank you so much. He is really getting there now.
And we'd like to say thank you for a couple of poems as well. We won't read them out because they're quite private and they're personal, and we do appreciate them very much indeed.
Yeah,
we did get a mad one from Jane Dempsey, who's age 53 and 7 months. Oh, we like Jane. She told us about making and posting a wholemeal loaf to her two sons, one in Wigan and one in Bristol. And I just thought, well, that's motherly love, isn't it? That's going the extra mile, really.
She's definitely one of the gang, isn't she?
Yeah, definitely.
One of the gang.
Yeah, she made
bonkers
us feel
thing
sane.
To do.
Yeah,
it did well, actually, didn't yeah. it? Yeah. Well, yeah. a little bit.
Well, listen.
Good.
Have a good week.
And
I might
you?
Take the car out for a little trot.
Oh, and I'm going to the hairdressers.
Have you got the hairdressers?
Yeah. Have you not got an appointment?
So far down the waiting list.
Oh no! When are you having?
We haven't
done?
Got ours till the 30th of April.
You're joking.
Jeff and I are doing a double.
Are you?
Yeah. What are you having done? Are you going for anything new?
Apparently, I read in the paper that apparently everybody who's going to the hairdressers at the moment is saying, right, I want something completely different.
Yeah.
I mean, so much so that I think, you know, the time they've allocated for each patient, I was going to say,
is
not enough because everybody wants something different. But yeah. Oh, I need a cut. Oh, and a colour. I'm going to be there
ages.
Why don't
you go for a little black bob?
Oh, don't be ridiculous. I'm not
just
going to take your advice.
I just thought, oh, I'd love to see
you
that.
Just do it just
out of spite, Judith, out of sheer and
you
out
would,
of spite.
You would, wouldn't you? Just
so are you just
pension.
Having the hair done, or have you booked in for nails and all that nonsense?
Well, I haven't yet, but I do think I probably need to do that because the old moustache is quite serious. But I haven't got round to that yet. But I will. Have you had your... No, you don't do your nails.
I don't do that.
You do your own nails.
I'm quite happy to have a moustache and I do my own nails. I'm very self-serving, really, in some respects. I'm very sort of self-contained. I don't need that much help.
No,
I think I'm not good with help.
Yeah, you're not. You're quite low maintenance on that score.
Really
school.
Low
Nothing
maintenance,
else.
Yeah, but my hair is terrible. So
is
I'm very much looking forward to the end of the month when that will be done. And I hope that you have a very pleasant experience at the hairdresser and you come out looking absolutely gorgeous.
One can dream. One can dream.
That's what
good.
I meant,
really. Right.
Good. Okay. All.
Okay. Lovely to talk to you.
Yeah,
and
lovely.
Thank
to talk
you,
to you,
Daisy.
Too. Thank you,
and,
Daisy.
Yeah. Love to the gang. Look
and
after yourselves.
Everybody, take care. Bye bye.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
I'm Ina Garten. Welcome to Be My Guest, the podcast. One of the best gifts you can give friends is spending time together. But what's even better than that? Cooking with them. On Be My Guest, the podcast, new friends and old stop by my barn for some conversation and great cooking. We talk about food, life, and everything in between. Listen to Be My Guest, the podcast with me, Ina Garten, and join us wherever you get your podcasts.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. acast.com.